All right, our star of the show is here. He comes for his one segment. He does it. He drops the mic and he dips out. That's how dope he is. He even on the cover of our artwork, front and center, for one segment out the month. So he's here to make his millions, and then to go back to run our clan and Destiny 2.
Recorded on Zoom, it's the Diamond of Truth podcast.
What's up, guys?
What it do?
What's up?
Diamond of Truth here in 2021, first podcast of the year. So it's good to be with you guys again. And we're already off to a crazy start this year, 2021, only 8 days in. And hey, Isaiah and I were talking before we started saying how things were crazy, and they are. 2021 didn't waste no time. We're not going to talk too much about craziness going out there, but I mean, we all.
I want a refund.
Did my 8 day trial.
Yeah, man. It's 2020 part two pretty much right now, but it's ridiculous, man. Just the craziness going on, and everybody sees it, everybody knows what's going on, but you know, we hope. You know, if it starts like this, we hope we can only get better. But that's what we said about last year, right? But hey, positive thoughts, positive vibes going into this year. So hopefully that brings some great things. But guys, man, it's good to see y'all. It's good to see y'all again. So we haven't been together since our last pod. And we're going to get into some good stuff today. A little bit of this and a little bit of that. We got Jaden's World today. We're going to have a story time with Isaiah. We got some Monster Hunter news, big Monster Hunter news that came out just yesterday, really. And we're going to get into some Rise action. And that kind of, I want to ask you kind of, I guess I'll start here because I want this to be, and I want to talk about this on air here because we kind of have a idea. We talked about what we want to do with like the next part of this podcast, right? Like we want to take this and see where it goes, just kind of play around with it. And I think this could be the year where with Rise coming out in March, and if we start planning now, I think we could figure out a way that we could stream certain gameplay. I think that would be a great way to showcase something that we play, right? So, and especially, I think Rise would be a good beginning part. And with the demo being out, which we'll talk about later, there has to be some kind of way that we can like stream, whether it's just one screen. And I think Vic has the best streaming setup because he's always streaming anytime we're podcasting. And by the way, if you're wondering, today's game is Destiny 2 and Iron Banner. Is that Iron Banner right now?
What? This is Destiny 1.
That's 1? Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Dang, you took it back. Is that Destiny 1's even still going on? Or are you just playing
single player? I got curious, so I re-downloaded the game.
Wow, you took it way back.
The answer is yes, the game still runs and there's still people playing the game. I'm still matchmaking with people.
That's cool. That's funny. It's like the old MMOs that are still going on that you can still play with. So I didn't even realize that was Destiny 1. When you showed me that map earlier, I thought you were playing Destiny 2 the whole time. That shows you how sharp my eyes are.
Man, you already got glasses on, bro. I guess we left 2020 in the back.
Hey, sometimes you got to pull out the old school games. And as Ken bought some old school games over the break too, which I want to get into as well too.
Yeah.
Reclaiming some nostalgia. But I think we could figure out a way that we could really get some streaming going on with streaming Monster Hunter Rise. So I think we're going to try to either do a Twitch or a YouTube. And I think we could try to set that up, whether it's just on one account or one screen. You just see our other characters just roaming to the side off screen, and we're just putting some content up there. So, and speaking of content now, oh guys, we have a Twitter account now, so follow us on Twitter at Diamond of Truth, and of course on the Instagrams at Diamond of Truth as well too. So if it's just kind of brainstorm here. If we are making a Twitch, right, and we have or a YouTube gaming, whatever, Facebook gaming, right, and say we feature Monster Hunter Rise, we have Isaiah first, right? Isaiah's, we'll use Isaiah as an example, who is the the newest hunter in the monster out of the four of us here, right?
And he's seasoned.
It was his game of his game of the year in 2020. And he starts it off. We could honestly just post like a hunt like a week, right? And that way to get some people just to see what's going on. Like even if it's just like one hunt and we go it on his screen, and then because I don't know how Rise works. They haven't really talked about the hub system yet. I think they may have touched on it a little bit, but I think that's gonna be a goal for our listeners and followers here, that we're gonna give you some content, whether it's live stream or whether it's recorded and put up. Ken's got some content that he's gonna cut up and puts out there. So we're gonna be giving you more stuff in 2021 as far as from Diamond of Truth, because we have a lot that we can do. And honestly, I think out of the four of us, I think the biggest gamer, actually the biggest gamer that's not even in this Zoom screen right now, is probably Jaden probably plays more than any of us here. He should be honestly leading our Twitch or
hey, man. hopefully he won't be put on the spot, but when he comes down, if he's feeling up to it, you should ask, be like, hey, can you recite our Raid Shadow Legends ad?
See, I think that's even better. I think we, for Jaden's world, I think we should do something different this time. I think for Jaden's world, I'm not gonna put him on the spot this time. I promise. Okay. I'm not gonna. I had planned to, but you said, you know what? This time, I'm gonna fall back this time. But I think what will be a cooler thing, for a better thing for Jaden's world, is if Jaden's world is co-hosted by the brother of Jaden. I think the brother can have some type of interaction with Jaden, and that would make it more authentic, more wholesome. So I'll step away. I'll fall back. And then I won't even get in his way.
You got it, boss. I got it. I got all the questions.
Oh man. So yeah, we got James will coming up in a little while as well. So one story, we're gonna touch on a couple stories today that kind of went broke either this week or during the break. But a big story that we kind of looked at in our Discord was Nintendo acquiring Next Level Games. And if you don't know who Next Level Games are, Next Level Games is a company based out of Vancouver that Nintendo agreed to purchase that made games such as Super Mario Strikers and Luigi's Mansion. Two hit games that were really for Nintendo. And as far as Luigi's Mansion 3, let me make that specific, because I don't think they did the first one. They might have did the DS one. And I think they did. I know they definitely did Luigi's Mansion 3, which sold like crazy. It was a big hit. Sold like over 7 million copies. And that was one of our first podcasts we talked about, that game coming out. And so with that being acquired and Super Mario Strikers, have you guys played Super Mario Strikers?
Negative, your honor.
Oh, man. So Strikers, Super Mario Strikers was a soccer game. It was like, you know, when Mario and Nintendo do the sports, they go over the top with the sport games, like Mario Tennis, like was made people as kids enjoy tennis. When you're a kid, you don't want to play tennis. It's not the cool sport, right? You know, it's not the sport they're playing on the playground. But when you play Mario Tennis, it made you want to like tennis. Same thing with Mario Golf. So when they did Mario Strikers, it was that same type of thing. It was real interactive with power-ups and different characters. You had the usual suspects in Mario playing, and each character had a specific power up that could help them score goals or knock people off the field and much better. So it was, and this funny story, actually coming up in high school when it came out, the first one, me and D-Bell and Seahawk, we would play that game and we would have competitions. Like we would have a belt. We had an actual like WWE belt, right? And it was somebody else. It was four of us, and we do 2-on-2 matches, right? And the team that won got the held the belt. They would held.
I've seen that belt. You brought it to school.
I think I did.
That means he just won.
Exactly.
It was very rare.
You were just taunting people with it. I remember that.
I might have been going through my wrestling phase and watching a lot of The Rock and Stone Cold. But, you know, but I had the belt on my shoulder. I would walk through the hallways with my backpack and make sure everybody knew that I was a champ. And they would ask me what, I'd be Super Mario Strikers. Oh, man. So, yeah, I wasn't shy about that. But, yeah, so it's cool that Nintendo's got this company now, because I think with the Switch, and we said this about a lot of games, it'll be perfect on the Switch. It's great on the Switch. But Strikers, another great property. We already know how great Luigi's Mansion is and on the Switch. I think they have the possibility of making more games, making new games. They've also done games from the classic Punch-Out. They did that for the Wii. And actually, Strikers had two games too. So Nintendo, next level games. I think that deal goes in March. That should be pretty cool there. So moving on, before we get into Jaden's World, I was talking to Ken. And so Ken's supposed to be coming over to help me make a TV stand, right? So he's supposed to help me make a TV stand. I'm adjusting all of my consoles. I'm putting everything in the order. He put the TV up and the current console stand that's up right now. We're going to take that one down and make a whole new one. So I was checking my phone. I'm like, oh, what time did I say? What time is Ken coming over? So I text him. And this is funny. He told me that he has to take his mom to work. And I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. And so I'm going to be home all day. It's football weekend. I'm going to be home. So he texts me 10-4, right? 10-4, 10-4. So I'm like, oh, okay. So he's coming over between 10 and 4. That's cool. That's cool. And then I was thinking today, wait, is that military? Did he mean 10-4 like military, like confirmation? Like so I don't know what time he's coming over tomorrow still? Or is he coming between 10 and 4? So I didn't want to text him like, hey, man, did you mean
Oh man, you know that started as a joke, because I used to just say, you know, 10-4 partner, and they're like, what the hell are you saying? now I just do it like out of habit, and people are like, what does that mean? I was like, oh, it just means message received.
Right. Like that's what I thought it was after I thought it was always coming between 10 and 4, because we were talking about time. So
true. Like, that's normally. You get like appliances delivered, or like you get your cable put in. They're like, yeah, we'll be there between 10 and 4. Man, that's a big window. That's
a big window. What are you doing between 10 and 4? Stopping at Bonchon and Honey Pig or something? What are you doing?
Yeah, because my manager would always be like, "Come to the office," and I'd be like, "Ah, 10-4, boss. I'm on my way." And it just started spreading everywhere. I say it in person too.
So you're coming between 10 and 4 tomorrow, right?
Possibly.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, Jaden's World. Be ready for Jaden's World?
Yeah, let me go. Let me bring down the star of the show.
All right. Well, the star of our crew here on Dominant Truth Podcast. If you didn't hear earlier, we are on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter at Diamond of Truth and Instagram at Diamond of Truth. Next week we're gonna have Kamari's comments is coming back next week, so she'll be back on to review another anime that she's been watching, been getting into. We're gonna have some more friends of the show. We're gonna have some new friends coming up this year. Have some guests planned up, so make sure you stay tuned this year. Trying to bring more content. Might even do some other projects as well. That we are not ready to quite unveil quite yet, that I haven't even told the guys about yet, but doing some good things in 2021 here. So we got story time with Isaiah too. Always good time.
D.O.T. will be right back.
And it's always fun to see what game Vic's playing. You never know if he's going to be playing Genshin Impact, the newest game, or take it back to 2014 with some Destiny 1. Who knows? You never know. I don't even know. That's the year a game came out. That's what's up. That's what's up. So, before we get into Jaden's World, we're looking at Monster Hunter. And we, as you know, before we do our Monster Hunter update, we haven't quite seen the Monster Hunter movie yet, right? Like we've been talking about this movie for a while, and there's still no how do I put this in a safe way? There still has not been the online availability of the movie, right? We haven't been able to get the correct download purchased of the movie yet. So I do that right, guys? Did I skate across that? I was wobbling on the ice there. I was wobbling, but I think I made it across the pond.
Perfectly executed, bro.
A kick save and a beaut right there. So we're going to give our Monster Hunter movie review eventually when we do see the movie. It is in theaters, but ain't nobody about going to that theater life right now. So we'll have that for you at some point. So Vic, you're playing Destiny 1, man. So does the game play as if you all played Destiny 1 back on the PS3? PS3 days?
PS3,
right. So I missed that.
I bought a PS4 specifically for this.
Right. And I did too. And then they released Destiny 2, and then Monster Hunter came out, and I never really got a chance to play Destiny 1 too much with you. So how does it play? How is it playing right now? Is it updated? Does it feel like, you said there was people still on it. So how does it look?
It's still the same. But I mean, this game was already at its peak when Destiny 2 came out.
Cool. So do they have the events in Destiny 2 in that too? Or is it just pretty much just like the vanilla or the...
Oh no, there's no more updates to this game.
Okay, so they want everybody on Destiny 2.
Yeah.
So why do you think they have people playing Destiny 1 still? Is there a lot of people still playing the game, or is there just like a skeleton crew on there?
I'm honestly surprised there's still people on here. But I mean, I get people want to be able to play the game that, you know, that's still around. Because the one thing that that Destiny 2 doesn't let you do is replay the story. But on Destiny 1, you can replay the story as much as you want, over and over and over again.
Oh, okay. So replayability is nice. Is that what you're doing right now, playing through the story?
Yeah, this is one of the story.
Okay.
For Rise of Iron.
Destiny 1. Isaiah, have you heard of Destiny before?
I have, yep. Thanks to good sir.
Good sir is our main man, Jaden, who actually plays a lot of Destiny, man. I really want to, but you know what? I said I'm not going to throw any curveballs, so I'm not going to ask him about Destiny. So today's Jaden's world is whatever is inside Jaden's world. I'm not going to ask him about it. I'm not going to ask him what games he's been playing. I'm not going to ask him anything that's what he's done on his break or his first be back. I'm stepping out the way, guys. Trust me. I'm stepping out
the way. Our entire clan is full of his friends.
Wait. They took over our clan? And Destiny 2?
Because really? Kenny was part of our clan. So they're in our clan. All of them.
So you're saying if I go back on Destiny 2, I'm going to see a bunch of people in our clan? But last time I checked, it was just you, me, Ken. That was it. We have a whole clan going on there. So we're the OGs. They should be respecting us if we come back. They should be like, hey, we're the founding members.
Honestly, if they're still playing raids and stuff, we're going to get loot for that.
Hey. So, I mean, I guess I should thank them. But, hey, they holding it down. Someone's got to hold it down while we're away. Right? Wow. Okay.
I said, like, residual income from that.
I mean... when you're in clans, they reward you as a whole. If someone in your clan does a weekly event, I mean, not a weekly event, a weekly thing, everyone in the clan will get an extra bonus reward for that.
Everyone benefits. Everyone benefits.
And that's how I got raid weapons in Destiny 2 on my PC account before they merged all the accounts together.
I mean, I feel like this time I've been gone for so long. I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna be like, "Who was this guy? Who he doesn't even know how to shoot. I don't even know how to play the game anymore. They're gonna kick this guy out there. I'm gonna get kicked out of the own clan that I was part of. I hope fun, man.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah, what sucks though is they sunsetted some of the areas in the game that they're gonna periodically bring them back. But right now, there's some content in the game that you can't access that were in the beginning of the game.
So what does sunset mean?
They basically put the content behind a vault. They take it out of the game for that season, and then they bring it back later on.
Ah, so they pull it.
Yeah, they're basically rotating content.
Ah, okay. Oh, okay. That's kind of smart. So that's kind of that way it keeps people kind of coming back for certain things. Guess that.
Yeah, what sucks is some of the stuff that I haven't actually beaten yet that from the expansion passes, I can't access that story right now because it's currently out of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a little cheated because, you know, I paid for that content, but I can't play it now because I didn't play it back when it was originally launched.
So you have to wait.
So if you're just getting back into the game, yeah, you're basically screwed.
You come back the one day.
You're time locked.
Man.
Yeah, I jumped in. I was like, what the hell's going on?
Man. Sunset.
Yeah, they basically, the game feels like a reboot already when I jumped in. I was like, what's going on? I was like, oh my God, are they going to kill my man, Varix?
Man. Technical difficulties in here.
Oh. Technical difficulties with the Zoom with good sir. They trying to hold good sir out the Zoom.
You about to see that movie ending.
You're here now. The star of the show is here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So good sir, can you hear us, good sir?
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. All right. Our star of the show is here. He comes for his one segment. He does it. He drops the mic and he dips out. That's how dope he is. He even on the cover of our artwork front and center for one segment out the month. So he's here to make his millions and then to go back to run our clan in Destiny 2. All right. So let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's hit this Jaden's road. Here we go.
What happens when we go inside one of the most brilliant young minds that the world has to offer? Let's find out when we take a trip to Jaden's world.
I promise you I'm falling back.
What's new in Jaden's world?
Me and our friends recently started playing Terraria, and
what's Terraria?
Like Minecraft, the more action-packed, the 2D scrolling.
Don't mumble, man.
There's a bunch more mobs, bosses, and more things to craft and complicated.
But all you did play Terraria. What about Destiny news?
Oh yeah, we did the one raid where we all yelled at my friend, and me and that friend at the end of the raid, we got a special raid exotic that there's a 5% chance of getting. And then right after that, next week, we did the raid again. And then wait, what?
Did you do it this week?
No, not yet. And then last week, two more friends got the exact same raid exotic.
What's it called?
1,000 voices.
1,000 voices? One take Virgil right there. But, what else? What game are you playing? Or you were playing upstairs before I brought you down?
Terraria?
Oh.
We were trying to do an event. And
there's an event in it?
Yeah, there's multiple.
What? What's this event?
It's a Christmas event where you have to kill a bunch of evil Santas on a tank, and then a Christmas tree.
You have to kill a Christmas tree?
Yeah, a walking Christmas tree.
Hey, Jaden, did you get any presents this year? This is all naughty stuff. It's like, no, just playing. Is this a new game, Terraria, that just come out?
Is Kenny still there?
Oh no, they dropped out the Zoom. Oh well. I've never heard of Terraria. Didn't tell you about it.
What?
Is that a new
that's
game?
Almost as popular as Minecraft. No, it's not. Oh.
Trust me. If Terraria was to walk up and slap me in the face, I wouldn't know who it was.
Oh dang. 2011?
Yeah, that rose up alongside Minecraft.
Oh.
Yeah, if you go to the toy section, there's toys for Terraria as well as Minecraft.
I don't even know what it's like. I need more information about this Terraria. I need to know like specifics. I need to know like
about Terraria.
Oh.
Terraria, I'm saying it wrong. All right, I'm backing out. I'm sorry.
You're back. Welcome back.
Yeah, so you said it's like a 2D side scrolling Minecraft?
Yeah.
And yep. I saw a unicorn on your screen.
Oh yeah. You can ride unicorns and slime, a giant blob of slime, and what else?
So you do a lot of you record a lot of your gameplay, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So do we have your permission to, you know, use some of your content on our podcast page? And maybe when we start our YouTube channel, use some of your content on that.
Okay.
Yeah?
All right.
You heard that. Listeners, you heard that. We have verbal commitment from good sir signing his life away for us to use his gameplay.
Gameplay. So who knows, when we make it big, we might get ads, because you'd give us a sample of your ad voice.
Yep.
I heard Raid Shadow Legends ad up there.
Oh.
Give us a sample. He has to get his voice ready.
Oh yeah, okay. We're gonna ride the coattails of good sir.
Yeah.
But what's he doing?
All right, so I had to get a script, because you know. So
backing out.
So you ready? This is the sample. We need team comps.
Oh, speaking of team comps, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends. Raid Shadow Legends is an online multiplayer game on which has stunning graphics, like PC graphics. But on mobile, there's tons of different characters to choose from, and you can build different team comps on what you like to play around. Like, there's tons of different factions too, like Hold knights.
We don't need a copyright here. Oh, okay. Now that sounds like it's the whole TV ad.
That was good though.
That's a sample.
Yeah. You better read, man.
Sounded like Demo Ranch.
Yeah.
Did you copy Demo Ranch?
No, that's not. It's funny, it's because I was just watching that, and then I heard him say it. I'm like, what? I was like, oh.
Yeah, he does a lot of that. They sponsor him a lot.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay.
Good job, kid. You're about to be work. Famous.
Jane's world.
Just don't forget about me.
Yeah, man, don't forget about us guys who aren't in the clan anymore, man.
DOT will be right back.
Jaden, our good sir, our the man whose coattails we're gonna ride all the way to glory, all the way to Twitch, YouTube, gaming stardom, and even during the break, Vic is saying, when next time he does a raid in Destiny, let him know so he can get his freebies. Which I
free loot.
All about the free loot. Oh man. I don't even blame you, Vic. I would too. Hey, actually, I'm part of the squad too. Tell him to remind me too. I want my free loot too.
Right?
How long were we in that clan? We could never do a raid because we never had enough. Now he's got a whole team.
Yeah. Whole squad.
And another thing we found out during the break is that and we've all been there as gamers, especially as young gamers, when you just have those moments where you just rage out and you just get frustrated. I talk about this with D-Bell too, who's been on with us before. When you just got to put the game down, right? When you just have to put it down, you just got to walk away. Guys, what's a game that you had? Was there a game that you had that you just got frustrated about and you were just like, I just got to walk away and play it like an hour later or even a whole day later? Like a game you just had to put it down.
Destiny 1 and 2.
Destiny can do that too. It can definitely do, especially if you're playing on a harder mode or it's just that same spot you can't get past. No.
Yeah.
I used to solo the raids in Destiny 1, so yeah. That was some frustrating crap. I would spend an entire week doing it. And then when I get to the final boss, I'll get my checkpoint and I call Kenny. Hey, come on, let's get our loot.
Oh fuck!
That's when Icebreaker.
Oh yeah.
What was Icebreaker? Fun
and G Horn.
Yeah. Our special member over here is Icebreaker. Oh, it's Iceburger.
Oh yeah,
I think that was one of my old like StarCraft account names, though. Icebreaker.
It all comes full circle.
Man, I think for me, definitely Cuphead. Man, Cuphead is the most recent game of recent that got me real frustrated. Like, I remember sitting playing on the couch and my wife sitting next to me, and she had to tell me to stop playing. Like, it's serious when she has to tell me, hey, you might want to just stop playing right now. Because I was getting so frustrated with that game. You get so close to the end and then you lose and it sends you all the way. Just thinking about it gets me frustrated, man. So we've all had those moments. So I couldn't believe that, you know, that good sir has his rage moment. So, but then again, I thought I can. Because, you know, when you play a game like Destiny, he's a gamer. He's a real gamer. So next time he comes on, we're going to talk about these moments. I want to know what it feels like still to have these rage. Because now I'm in my old age of gaming. I don't have that much rage anymore. I'm just like, oh, I died. I died again. Oh, okay. Let me go grade some papers or something.
Let me grade some papers.
Yeah. Let me go see what's on MSNBC or something. Let's see. Okay. I'm good. You know, my old age gaming, I don't rage as much anymore. But man, when I was his age, yeah, I was raging. I rage in Madden. I'd rage in NBA 2K. Man, so we've all been there. So
well, when you ask, it's got to be Monster Hunter.
Oh, yes.
Are you sure, Kenny?
I don't know. I rage everywhere, so.
I know you. You're like every single game. I feel you. I feel you through the internet, Kenny. That's how hard you rage.
Is that why we haven't gotten in a Modern Warfare team yet with Ken yet? He's scared for us to see his rage. Yeah. Is he scared for us to see what comes when we're on a losing streak because of me? Because I don't know what I'm doing.
I just leave.
You don't remember when we played Iron Banner in Destiny 2, Virgil, with Kenny?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like every game we had to calm Kenny down. He was threatening to quit on us like every game.
Oh, yeah. The rage.
That was like 3 years ago now.
Oh man, the rage machine of Kenny, man. Dang. Well, hey, it happens. It gets the best of us sometimes, especially when you're so close. I guess we got to be like Isaiah. That's one of the reasons why Isaiah lists the level 99 so early in the game. So when he gets to those bosses, he doesn't die.
Unless it's 8.
Exactly.
Unless the game punishes you like Final Fantasy 8.
Oh, man.
Like, what the hell? I thought the game was supposed to get easier. It's getting
harder. It got so much harder for you.
He wanted the challenge.
It punished you.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. That's funny. Oh, man. So, speaking of Isaiah, it's been a while, but it's good to have our... I think this is our first official segment we've had. I think this is the first segment we did. You know, this is our... going into our year 3 of our podcast, we started back in 2019. So I think our first segment we did, like one of the first brands, was Storytime with Isaiah. So Isaiah has some classic stories. So he's got a new one for us that we just sit back and get to hear the smooth, luscious sounds of Isaiah Yu as he strokes just locks.
Let me put my hair down real quick.
Oh, don't get us excited now. Come on.
We're moving up to PG-13.
But here we go. Are you ready for story time, Isaiah?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Gather around, everyone. It's story time with Isaiah.
Yes, sir. Gather around, folks. Well, this time is a treat because today's story time is about a b-boy trip, a b-boy experience that I had, I think maybe 8 years ago now. It's like 2011 or 2012. It's been a while, but I had this wonderful opportunity to get to go to Germany to compete with another crew member. So it was like a 2-versus-2 competition. And the neat thing I found out going there was the competition was in a city called Bonn, Germany. And that was actually the hometown of Beethoven. So it's a very historical city. So I was like, oh snap, like it's gonna be crazy. First time going to Germany, like everything was going well. So it was a 2-day event. So we were just flying there just for the weekend, basically. But we get there, get to the airport at Frankfurt, and the city was actually maybe almost like a 2-hour drive. So get there, the organizer picks us up, we drive to the town, and then the first night of the competition goes well, and you know, and then the next day is where all the interesting things happen. So basically the second day, you know, we're at the hotel, you know, we're just there. We're contacting the organizer and we're saying, hey, like, you know, who's going to come pick us up for the second day event or second day competition? And I don't get a response for a while. Right. So it's like, we're just kind of sitting there at our hotel and we're saying, okay, what do we do? And then basically we, you know, we became friends with one of the photographers of the competition. So she swung by and we were talking and we were hanging out, and, you know, and she was nice enough to actually kind of get us outside of the city and walk us around. And we actually ended up going to Beethoven's house, like the actual house he grew up in.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, we weren't allowed to go inside, but I remember taking a picture outside. And it's interesting because I remember looking, like when I look back now, it's like, I'm like, wait a minute, like, why don't I have like any pictures like of this entire event? And I realized at like 2012, I still had a flip phone at the time. I was thinking about the story and I was like, you know, I was, you know, cause I archive all of my photos on my computer. I was like, hey, why aren't there any pictures? And I remember I was like, oh yeah, I had a flip phone then.
Yeah, we still carried around dedicated digital cameras.
Yeah, back yep. then, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was 2012. So yeah, I must have got my, because I remember my sister gave me my first smartphone. It was a hand-me-down too. it was her iPhone 4, I remember.
when she had the iPhone 10 or something.
Right.
hand me down.
So anyway, yeah. So, you know, we tour around the city. Everything was great. You know, we come back to the hotel and still I don't get like a response from the organizer, you know, and it's like, it's becoming like evening time. And the photographer was like, oh, that's weird. I mean, she doesn't know anything about the event either. She's just, you know, taking pictures. But she was like, oh, okay, like, let me see what's going on. So she like checks the Facebook page. She checks the address and she's like, okay, like I know where this is. So she's the one who ends up taking us to the event. We get there like just in time. Like everyone's like already warmed up. Like battles are about to happen. So they're like, oh shoot, you know, we warm up quickly and we enter the battles. And then, you know, we battle, we pass the first round, we pass the second round, and then, you know, things are going well. Like we're all the way up to the final battle, basically. But we kind of see people scrambling around and like people like, you know, saying like, oh, where's so-and-so? Like, where's the organizer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what's going on, right? So, you know, people are scrambling. And then all of a sudden, like the DJ, he gets on the microphone and he's like, if anyone doesn't find me the organizer in like 30 minutes, like I'm gonna stop playing, right?
Oh no.
So, you know, we basically figure out the story and, you know, we find out that the organizer is nowhere to be found. And like the DJ, like he basically hasn't gotten his money like for the event.
Oh no, I don't play. And then money.
We talk around, you know, we walk around and we get some more info, and turns out the judges, you know, still have, you know, yet to be paid too, like when they've been promised the money. And then the competition from the night before, the winner of that battle from the first day, you know, is still like waiting to be paid, you know. So it's like wait, what's going on, right? And then everyone's still like looking for the organizer, and then eventually, lo and behold, we look at the DJ booth and we see the DJ cleaning up his stuff. And we're
like, I'm out of here.
Wait, what? So it's like, wait a minute. So he's like, he's cleaning up his stuff, and he eventually dips out. And we're like, wait, what's going on? So basically the event ends. It doesn't officially end. Like, you know, the final battle never happened.
What?
You know, the organizer has literally disappeared, and, you know, like all the staff members are kind of scrambling, like figuring out what to do, you know. And then, you know, there's other dancers that came in from like other countries, and they're all trying to figure out like, okay, so what's going to happen tomorrow when we're all supposed to go home, right? The airport is almost like 2 hours away. So it's like, yeah, what's going on? So like, you know, like eventually, you know, staff gets organized, and then, you know, they're able to take us back to the airport the next day. But for a while, it's like, you know, everyone was like confused. And then from what I've heard, I honestly still don't know what happened to this day. But from what I've heard is that, you know, he didn't have enough money to basically pay off the event. I think maybe one of the sponsors like dropped out. And then there was also like a German, like a rap group that performed. And I also heard that maybe like he didn't have enough money to pay them off either. So it was like, the whole thing was basically like a shit show. And then he just basically ran away. And then
he ran away.
Yeah. So it's like, wow. Like,
got all these people together and just ran away.
Right. And then no one got paid. Like the event basically stopped, you know, like DJ stopped playing music, and, you know, the final battle never happened, and it was crazy. So I was like worrying. I was like, wait, like, am I even gonna be able to get back home? I'm like, what's going on?
Stuck like, in Germany.
Yeah. So I was like, and then I was teaching at the time, and I think I was like scheduled to go back into work that Monday. Yeah. So luckily, like, you know, my flight was still valid, like to go back home, because I was worried like, oh, what if like my returning flight, something happened with that. But you know, I was still able to check in and everything went well. I was still able to teach the next day. Oh, crazy, huh? Your teacher walks in all tired and dazed, and you find out that, you know, he was at a dance competition in Germany where the organizer has fled the scene.
Fled the scene.
But it was a wild time. Like, you know, I literally can't believe that was like happening like before my eyes. I was like, yo,
that's crazy.
It's wild.
So the final battle never happened.
Final battle never happened. Yeah, it was supposed to be us versus like a team from Russia. And yeah, that never happened. Actually, like we were
conspiracy
okay with
theories.
It.
Wow. So was there ever conversation like at the during the time being like, hey guys, let's just do it. Like, I mean, there's no DJ. So I guess without the DJ it was harder.
Right, there's no music. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think during the event. Yo, yeah. Oh yeah, and you know, because a lot of the other dancers like that came from like the different countries, like they also had their fair share of like interesting experiences, like with what they were like staying at. Luckily, like we were at this like hotel, but like some of the other dancers were kind of like in this like random like house with like two different rooms, and there were like six of them in like one room. Mm-hmm. So it was like, dang, like what is, you know, like what is going on? So it was just like a, you know, interesting event, I would say, to say the least. But I mean, it was definitely memorable. Like, I met a lot of cool people from there. But dang, that was definitely an unforgettable experience.
Wow, that's crazy, yeah, man.
Yeah.
So where was this? And where were you? What city were you in?
This was in Bonn, so Bonn.
Oh, Bonn.
It's like Bonn, Germany. So it's my first time there, and. Yeah, I definitely want to go back.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Take some better pictures.
This is the Diamond of Truth podcast.
So there was a story this week, guys. I don't know if you saw it. It actually made me laugh because I was reading about the people involved and I can only imagine what this looks like. But Microsoft, this going back to, I guess, 2000, 2001, Microsoft actually tried to buy Nintendo. This is crazy. Like we had to be like in middle school when this was happening. So I remember when we were together, this is like when we all first started talking to each other, when the Xbox was coming out, the GameCube, and was it the PS2? They were PS2 was already out for, they came out, but Microsoft tried to buy Nintendo back then, and apparently the quote here is that Nintendo laughed Microsoft out of the room, right? And I think this is pretty funny because Nintendo at the time is already an established gaming company. At the time, they've had the SNES, the 64 was out by then, and getting ready for the Q. But Microsoft has never made a gaming system. They had popular computers, of course, but they wanted to buy Nintendo. So Nintendo laughing at them. And then at the time, I think Microsoft was owned by the Clippers owner, Steve Ballmer. And Ken, you know Steve Ballmer. The real funny dude. He owned Microsoft, part of it, he was an executive, I should say, at Microsoft. But I think it's bold, though. I think it's bold for Microsoft wanting to buy Nintendo, just walking up to you. We know you have the Super Nintendo, Mario, but we want to buy you, and we think that, because apparently they thought that Nintendo consoles weren't that good. Microsoft had the technology, Microsoft had the power, and they thought with Nintendo's games and their brands coming together, they could make something that people would want to buy, something they could market off of. And on one end, you're like, okay, because at the time Nintendo was kind of behind with the Dreamcast was out, PlayStation 2 was out, but you still had the N64, which was definitely behind in that time, in that era. And they were getting ready for the Cube, but Nintendo had the handhelds, right? What was that? Which handheld was out at that time, 2001? So you're talking, this is right after Game Boy Color.
SP, I think.
Advance?
Maybe.
Or it might be Advance.
Maybe Advance was coming out like a year after. Yeah, but it was around that Game Boy, between that Game Boy Color, Game Boy Advance era. So Microsoft, bold, just going into Nintendo. I can just see, like, what's the Mario guy from Nintendo we were talking about last time, Shimamoto? No, I can just see him just, like, laughing in their face about that. Like, Microsoft, you going to take Mario from us? You want Donkey Kong? What you going to do with Zelda? But then again, Microsoft might have made a good Zelda game. They might have, if they would have put the same studio that made Halo and had a Zelda game, never know that could have been. It could have been something, because Halo came out when Xbox launched, completely took over the launch title. So imagine if Microsoft launched with a Zelda game with Nintendo backing it, still had Nintendo's brainchild behind it, and it comes out on the Xbox, right? Hey, don't know. I mean, it's one of those what if scenarios. But and the fact that Nintendo was in the building, right? Nintendo went to the meeting to hear Microsoft out, right? So yeah,
there was a chance.
Right. There's a chance. They were intrigued by something. The fact that they laughed, I don't know if, I guess their pitch was terrible. I guess what they told them wasn't what Nintendo wanted to hear, but they had a chance. They had a chance to really walk out of that meeting saying, hey, we're together. And then think of how that would have affected Sony. How, if Microsoft and Nintendo teamed up together, how would that have affected Sony's output? But,
well, I mean, Sony got their start in gaming because Nintendo screwed them over.
Right. There was a friction from them. They broke off and did their thing with PlayStation. Yep. Right.
You got to remember, Nintendo was in a vulnerable state at this time. Microsoft and Sony, they're not just gaming. They have deeper pockets than Nintendo, because Nintendo is just, they were just a toy company that decided, hey, let's make some video games.
Right.
So Nintendo doesn't have the deep pockets compared to Microsoft and Sony. Microsoft can afford to sink money.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And you almost think that Microsoft would have had a leverage on top of Nintendo because of that, because of all the extra things they have going on. But Nintendo is very prideful with their things, right? Nintendo is not going to give up their properties, their first party things, anything Nintendo owns easily without some type of push, which is fine, because that's their babies. That's what they have grown with, which I admire Nintendo for. I don't think Nintendo's ever going to sell that out. So, but man, can you imagine Halo DLC? You got Master Chief on one side, and the other side you got Zelda and Link on the other. You got Master Chief running with a assault rifle, and you got Link running with his bow, with his fire arrows.
No, he got his Master Sword, man. You know.
Yeah, he got his Master Sword, man. Master Chief. Hey, there's still a chance maybe Master Chief in Smash Bros. Hey, who knows? But that's cool. So we're gonna get into this Monster Hunter update before we get out of here, because it was a big Monster Hunter week with Monster Hunter Rise. Monster Hunter Rise, guys, comes out March 26th, so it's coming up, still about a month or so away. But the demo was released yesterday officially. Nintendo had a direct Monster Hunter event. The producer of Monster Hunter came out and showcased some new monsters in Rise, but a lot of them were returning monsters that have been in the series. Some monsters, most of these were not in World or Iceborne, but a lot of them, well, apparently, of course, they were probably in Generations.
Oh yeah, Mizusune.
Yeah,
the Soapy Boy.
It's good to see. And when they were during the trailer, it was good to see Misasune, because that isn't Misasune one of the four, like the
one of the Fated Four.
The Fated Four, right?
Along with Glavinus, Astolos, and Gammoth.
Yeah, which
so we only got Glavinus in the world.
Right. We didn't get any of the other three. And
I was so prepared for all four of them to be in world by the end of the year, but it didn't happen.
Which is interesting, because you know, I don't know the thought process of putting the monster in certain games. I mean, I'm sure they have a process behind it, but yeah, that'd be, the Fated Four seem like a group that could be in any game. So I hope they. I mean, this seems like you could add them. Gammoth definitely in this one. Gammoth would be a good one to have. But they have some of the returning ones. I think Anjanath is going to be in this one. Anjanath was new to world. I didn't know that when I first started Monster Hunter World. I thought he was, Anjanath seemed like a monster. Yeah,
that was one of the originals.
One of the originals too. Oh, like a Monster Hunter original or a world original?
Anjanath was an interesting
world. Okay. So they're bringing him back for Rise, and they're going to have, of course, Barioth, and I think Kuliaku is going to be in there. But a lot of returning ones was good to see. So, and Kezu. Ones that, yeah, Kezu, Tigrex.
I hate Kezu. Oh, God, we're finally getting an HD ugly boy.
Now, Kezu's the
stuff of nightmares.
The thunder one, right? The long neck, the
leech.
The leech, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The leech wyvern, yeah.
Yeah.
That suction cups its tail on top of the ceiling.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
That's a nasty look.
Has Isaiah fought that in Generations? Because that thing is nightmare fuel.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Oh, man, we got to get back. Maybe we'll do some more of that before we get back into Rise, too. But, yeah, because some of those, the great thing about the monsters, that they keep them true. They keep them, from playing Generations and playing World, a lot of the behaviors of the monsters are very similar. So it's good to know that kind of going ahead, so you know kind of how they're going to behave. Of course, they're going to add probably some new things, but it's cool to have that little knowledge. And there's some new ones like Ghost Harang. All right, I'm probably saying it wrong. Ghost Harang. One of the monsters from the demo is the beginner monster is the great Izizu. I'm probably butchering these names.
Zichi?
Yeah. Y'all, you got me. I'm the one saying the name. We're about to make Vic the official name sayer. I'll just butcher him.
Dude, I mean, Kenny should be able to say these syllables too.
Man, that's a different story time segment. Japanese class.
Yes, we got to talk about that one time on the pod. That did.
He liked you, Kenny, man. Well, that's the main reason you passed.
She basically just like, here's a test for the final. You gonna come back next year? I don't know.
And when I showed up that next semester without you, she's like, "Oh, where's your friend?"
Kenny had her crying at night, man.
Oh man,
hurting him, Kenny, hurting him. We see where. Oh man. So yeah, so the demo's out. You get to play. There's two modes. Well, there's four modes. You get two hunts though. You play the great Izuchi, and the intermediate is Misasune. And then you have the new wyvern riding, which is pretty cool. And you have the wire bug.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, we can pretty much ride the monster and ram them into walls and have them fight. You can control them, which just seems pretty cool. So we'll probably get to the down.
Dungeon Hunter was saying we can only get like one or two of those a fight.
Yeah, that has to be. They always show you the cool things, but they don't tell you some of the restrictions. Like when they were talking about this demo yesterday, they said, yeah, it'll be available January 7th. But they didn't tell you that, you can only do it 30 times, right? They told you that it was going to be done by February 1st. Oh,
you can actually get around that, though. If you're familiar with manipulating Let's Go Pokemon, the save data in there, like if you didn't get a starting, because when you start the game, your starter Pokemon is locked the moment you load the game in, the stats, I mean. So if you wanted like a specific nature or gender for your Eevee or Pikachu, you would have to go into your system data and delete the save data for the game. So when you boot it up again, it would be fresh. So this actually works for the demo too. So after you download the demo and you play whatever certain amount of times you want, if you want that reset that timer back to zero, not timer, counter back to zero, you just go back to your system data and delete the save data for the demo.
Oh, that sounds simple
enough. And then when you boot it up again, it's like a fresh, so it'll start a new save and then it'll track it from there again.
Unlimited hunts.
All right. He's going to start practicing. You see that smile on his face. He said, I'm going to get to level 99 actually.
Yeah, the only way I could see them screwing us out of that is if they locked it to our NSO account and counted it online through a server.
That might be too much work for them, you know.
Yeah, for a demo. But yeah, that's...
Yeah, no. Pray they are never that crazy about making these limitations stick. Because, I mean, technically, they could do it that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's a demo. People are going to want to play it over again because you get to use all the weapons. So people want to play the weapons through. They want to probably master some of the new mechanics. So they're going to want to play it more than the times they have. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. The demo's out, so go get it. If you're a Monster Hunter fan, we're going to be on it soon sometime too. That's cool. And they have these new spirit birds that like walking things that you can just pick up. Attack bonuses, defense buffs, and stamina buffs. So there's a lot of new things in the game to experience. So it's going to be pretty big when it comes out. And it's the first official one on the Switch other than Generations, but you know, it's a new game. So meaning new times with Monster Hunter. So that's cool. I just realized I did not play the Monster Hunter update music, guys. So that's cool. That's fine. We don't need the music.
Edit, post recording edit.
Oh man. All right. Well, so Ken, tomorrow between 10 and 4, right?
Yep. 10 and 4.
Thanks for listening to the Diamond of Truth podcast.
Talk right there.
All right, Kenny. What's going on?
I don't know. I don't want to be cheek to cheek.